last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, global expertise with local vision. Offices in Dublin, Galway, Limerick, and now open in Cork.
Ian Guider from the Business Post is with us. Ian, we had Mark Paul with us before 6 o'clock giving us a detailed report about the conclusions of the Grenfell Tower fire disaster inquiry, and I asked him to concentrate on the non-Kingspan issues. Kingspan is an Irish company which features prominently in the report. Why?
It does, Matt, because it was one of three firms whose products were used in the building. And it is important to point out that just 5% of the building materials in Grenfell were comprised of Kingspan's K15 product, and they have always said it was used without their knowledge and inappropriately, and that the report did find that the product did not cause the fire or contribute to its spreading, and that is very important to point out. But the company has been heavily criticised in the report, alongside the other two firms who used where the bulk of the materials used in the cladding and insulation, which were Arconic and Celotex. But Kingspan has been highly critical because what the report found was that the K15 insulation product was developed by Kingspan in 2005, and it shouldn't have been used in high-rise buildings or any building above 18 metres. How was it put on the market? Well, Kingspan got the certification from two regulatory bodies in the UK in a specific and controlled system test of the product. However,
With one particular type of cladding attached to it.
Cladding. And then afterwards, the material was changed, but it was still marketed as being suitable for use on buildings above 18 metres. Now, the report, it's very detailed. I've gone through a lot of it, but I think it's important to point out was that what the report said was, well, Kingspan created a market for this product being used, and that drew in other companies to say, well, if Kingspan are able to get a certification for a product on this in buildings, high-rise buildings, then we can too.
And were these imitation products effectively?
Yeah, they were other type of products, and that drew in, as they say, Celotex. Now, they say that Celotex, which is other company, should account for its own culpability in this. But what they said was that Kingspan created this market. And I just want to read just one tiny bit of the report here, and it is important. And the report finds that the story of the development and marketing of K15 for use on buildings over 18 metres in height between 2006 and 2019 is one of deeply entrenched and persistent dishonesty on the part of Kingspan in pursuit of commercial gain, coupled with a complete disregard for fire safety. Unfortunately, Kingspan's dishonesty was facilitated, albeit inadvertently, by the serious incompetence on behalf of two bodies, the BBA and LABC. And they say that the effect of Kingspan's dishonesty for the marketing of K15 was to create a spurious market for an insulation product suitable for use on high-rise buildings generally, which drew in Celotex as a competitor. Celotex found it impossible to create a similar product and could not understand how Kingspan had been able to produce this product. And that is, I think, important because it wasn't the specific use in Grenfell. It was an industry-wide issue that, well, if Kingspan were able to create this market and profit from it and grew a lot of sales, well, then other companies were able to do it too. And those other companies were more responsible for using these products on the Grenfell building. Now, over the last number of years at the inquiry, there's been a lot of evidence given by former Kingspan executives, lots of emails and internal data has been produced, which don't show or did not show the company in good light, and people within Kingspan at the time saying that, well, you know, we've got people raising concerns about this product, well, they can go and F themselves, and if they raise any issues, we'll sue the ass off them. That's what the email showed. Kingspan, in its statement, have gone on to say that it has long acknowledged the wholly unacceptable historical failings that occurred in part of our UK insulation business. These were in no way reflective of how we, as a group, conduct ourselves then or now. While deeply regrettable, they were not found to be causative of the tragedy. So Kingspan have come out today with this statement, as they have repeatedly said, we weren't the cause of this fire, and that is true, but I think the company's behaviour and its marketing of this product, they say, in the UK, was a big issue.
What sort of impact is this likely to have in Kingspan, given that it has grown in size quite dramatically since its involvement in supplying 5% of the insulation first became known?
Yeah, Kingspan is a huge global business now at about 8 billion of turnover, a highly profitable business employing more than 20,000 people. But there has been a direct consequence today of its involvement, even in a limited way, in Grenfell. The UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced in the House of Commons today that the three firms mentioned, Kingspan, Arconic and Celotex, they will be excluded from public building contracts in the UK from now on. And that is pretty significant because, of course, this is the UK government throwing their weight behind this report and its findings, and might have a direct implication. And we also have to find out, what impact will this have on Kingspan's sports partnerships in Ireland?
Thank you very much, Ian Guider from the Business Post.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.